Hello again, everyone. I'm Rob Landers with a special Boiled Down Brevard episode. Today, I'm talking about the Powerball winners in Melbourne Beach. This week, Maureen Smith and David Kaltschmidt announced to the world that they were Brevard's lucky couple, tanking home a whopping $327 million. That's their share of the January 13th $1.5 billion Powerball jackpot. Now, some of us here in the Florida Today newsroom have not been able to stop thinking about that cash. What's the first thing you would do? Buy a house? Invest? Travel? When a reporter asked the couple what they were going to do first, Maureen very modestly said, "David needs a new vehicle, and I want a massage." We think they can dream bigger, and our staff has put together some intriguing ideas for Smith and Kaltschmidt, and those ideas would also sink some of that cash into the Brevard County economy. First up, business editor Wayne T. Price did a little research and found the couple could easily travel in style. If Dave and Maureen... can I call them Dave and Maureen? Yeah, of course I can. We're good like that. If they want to fly in comfort and luxury, they might want to consider purchasing an Embraer Legacy 500 jet. The Brazilian jet maker will soon begin assembling the aircraft at the Orlando-Melbourne International Airport. The jet will have a base price of $20 million, but adding amenities such as temperature-controlled seats that will take care of that massage Maureen was looking for, and an upgraded kitchen, yes, I said kitchen, could boost the price tag to $22 million. Now, they'd also need to contract out for two pilots, unless either Dave or Maureen can fly, and if needed, a concierge flight attendant, though I'm pretty sure this modest couple knows how to pour their own drinks and fetch their own cheese platter. The Legacy has a full bathroom with a window so other planes can look in and see you pee. Actually, it's there to help curb your claustrophobia. And the main cabin has room for two sofas that can fold out into beds. Perhaps a real estate upgrade is in order. It's fairly common knowledge that Brevard's most expensive real estate can be found along Riverside Drive and Lansing Island in Satellite Beach and Indian Harbor Beach, Merritt Island's South Tropical Trail, and single-family oceanfront homes along State Road A1A. But according to Kurt Kessel, who has moved some top-priced real estate in Brevard County, the most expensive strip of real estate can be found in the Golden Triangle area of Melbourne Beach, where people will spend $1 million for a small oceanfront lot. That's great news for Dave and Maureen, because that means they wouldn't have to move very far from the place they already call paradise. But Brevard's affordability and the abundance of luxury houses could tempt the couple to move a bit farther north. For instance, Kessel suggested a quaint four-bedroom waterfront villa at 243 Lansing Island Drive in Satellite Beach. The home is listed for $2.75 million and comes with an infinity-edge pool, state-of-the-art media room, boat dock and lift, an outdoor kitchen, and an exercise room. Did I mention that the 9,052-square-foot home also includes six bathrooms, formal living and dining rooms, a master suite with a sitting room and two walk-in closets, and a four-car garage for Dave's new vehicle? And if Dave and Maureen were looking to leave their mark on the county, they might consider helping some of its younger residents. Florida Today's Eric Garwood jokingly compares this idea to Michael Scott, the bumbling boss from NBC's long-running sitcom The Office. For his part of our Sunday story, Garwood suggests that Dave and Maureen might want to invest in the future education of Brevard students by providing a college education. But as a parent of college students himself, Garwood knows that to provide 4 years of college tuition for each of Brevard's 74,000 public school students would be quite a bit more than even our lucky Powerball winners could cough up. But if the couple scaled down and focused in on any one 2,000-student high school in Brevard County, the cost for tuition for the entire student body to attend Florida Tech would be $312 million. While that would deplete the bulk of their winnings, Dave and Maureen could get a tuition break by sending that same student body to the University of Central Florida for the bargain price of $176 million. And once the younger crowd is in classes, maybe it's time to turn to a different kind of senior. I know this is about to sound like one of those Feed the Children ads on cable television at like 3 a.m., but for a steady stream of just $1 million a year, Dave and Maureen could feed all of Brevard senior citizens seeking meal assistance. Yeah, For her segment of our Sunday story, Britt Kennerly talked to Cindy Flockmeyer, the president and CEO of Aging Matters in Brevard. In 2015, 2,235 seniors received Meals on Wheels, or chowed down at senior lunch sites. That included 1,590 homebound seniors who received a total of 20,522 meals at their home. Flockmeyer said that even with $1.8 million from local, state, and federal grants and very generous donations from local residents, it's still not enough. There is a waiting list, and Dave and Maureen could definitely help cover any shortfalls. There are countless organizations in our community that would love Dave and Maureen's assistance. For example, they could donate to the Children's Hunger Project, which provides backpacks full of food to hungry children in Brevard schools. They could always provide funds to the United Way of Brevard, in many ways a one-stop shop for those who want to get their money to nonprofits that need it the most. There are numerous charities for the homeless in Brevard County, including Housing for the Homeless, the Brevard Homeless Coalition, or National Veterans Homeless Support Incorporated, based in Port St. John. Or, you know, back to that whole helping the kids with education thing, they could contribute to a charity for struggling readers and help provide the intellectual foundation people need to learn and teach themselves. Rolling Readers of the Space Coast brings volunteers into local schools to read to at-risk children. Moving forward, maybe the reason why Dave is in need of a new vehicle is because he's been driving it on Brevard County's roads for 25 years. A special advisory committee studied the issue with Brevard's network of roads and discovered that 1,100 miles of county roads should be resurfaced on a 20-year rotation, or about 55 miles of resurfacing a year. Resurfacing is the preferred method so the roads don't decay and you aren't digging up the pothole-riddled shock absorber slayers to start from scratch. It's less expensive to resurface than to get a do-over. But the county typically resurfaces only 8 miles of road per year. To fill the gap, if we were to, you know, be so bold as to tell Dave and Maureen how to spend their money, the couple could fork over $4.2 million a year. Not that we'd ask for the whole amount, but with $327 million, Brevard's roads would be resurfaced for the next 78 years, assuming costs stay exactly the same. Maybe Dave and Maureen are baseball fans. For his part of our Sunday story, Florida Today's Chris Bonanno suggests that the Powerball couple could be the reason baseball stays in Brevard. You see, if everything stays the same, 2016 will be the last year the Nationals will be in Brevard for spring training. But what if? What if Dave and Maureen generously donated the funding to build a new stadium? A facility being built for the Nationals and the Astros in Palm Beach County will cost about $135 million. For a little more than a third of their overall winnings, they could help insure one, maybe even two teams in Brevard for quite a while. And if they could lure the New York Mets to Brevard from their spring training facility in Port St. Lucie, Dave and Maureen would make Florida Today executive editor Bob Gavorti very, very happy. And finally, a shameless plug for our sponsor. It has been said that knowledge is power, and what better way to spend money in Brevard than to support the best source for news and information in the county? Dave and Maureen could splurge and pay for a digital-only subscription to Florida Today for every one of their 3,317 Melbourne Beach neighbors. That number is based on a 2013 Census Bureau estimate. At just $12 a month, a one-year subscription for the entire town would cost just $451,728, or a mere 0.14% of their total winnings. So, how would you suggest Dave and Maureen spend their $327 million winnings in Brevard County? Check out the full story inside the pages of Florida Today on floridatoday.com and on the Florida Today mobile and tablet apps. Have an idea for Dave and Maureen? Leave it in the comments section of the story online. And that's going to do it for this special edition of Boiled Down Brevard, brought to you by Florida Today, part of the USA Today Network.